You're listening to KCBX Central Coast Public Radio here on NPR One. With KCBX News, I'm Greta Mart. California's Department of Motor Vehicles announced this week new efforts to reduce wait times, like a new text notification program, self-serve kiosks, and extended hours. Here on the Central Coast, part of that reprieve is new Saturday hours at the Salinas and San Luis Obispo offices. San Luis Obispo specifically has seen a huge jump in wait times over the past year, almost doubling. They're not the longest wait times in the state, but as KCBX's Tyler Pratt reports, long enough to have customers lining up outside every morning.
Steve Garcia stands outside the San Luis Obispo DMV Thursday morning.
I tried to get an appointment. The first available appointment was for August 28th. My license will be invalid on August 21st. So I said, okay, just get in line. So I left the house at 7. Here I am, 7:15. Stand in line and wait.
Scheduling an appointment or even coming during the new Saturday times wasn't an option for Jenny Duval either.
My wallet got stolen, so I have to get a new driver's license because I'm going on vacation next week.
DMV spokesperson Artemio Armenta says for customers like Duval and Garcia who just show up without an appointment,
the wait will likely be longer, and we apologize. We're trying to really work on streamlining that in addition to the added workload of having Real ID implementation.
The California DMV has been in hot water with state politicians this week for its excessive wait times. The DMV says real IDs, which in 2020 will be required to fly domestically or go into a federal building, are making things take longer because people have to come in and apply for them in person.
California has approximately 40 million residents, and we have about 26 million licensed drivers. We have about 6 million people with an ID card.
Armenta says the DMV is working to get more funding to hire hundreds of new employees. He says the San Luis Obispo office has added 2 new positions and are trying to hire more. But will it help?
When the DMV hires somebody, it's kind of like hiring a police officer or firefighter.
That's Steve Montes. He recently retired as a manager at the San Luis Obispo DMV. We should also note that Montes works at KCBX. He says hiring new employees isn't necessarily a quick fix.
They got to go to training. I mean, you don't just throw somebody out there. How do they learn the transactions at the DMV? That could take 3-4 weeks, so it can be labor intensive.
Montes says there's another reason wait times can be so long specifically at the San Luis Obispo office. It's the place to take a commercial driving test.
So if I'm in Santa Maria, if I'm in Lompoc, if I'm in Paso Robles, and I'm taking written tests for commercial licenses, I can start them all in the smaller field offices, but the completion would have to be done in slow. Obviously, we're going to have more traffic.
Even with the new funding and office hours, it's possible wait times may not diminish anytime soon. Montes says he hopes people remember the job of DMV offices is to process a lot of official government documents.
Not everything in this life is fast food. Here, I'm going to give it to you and you're good to go within 5 minutes. You know, we're not making burritos over there. We're not making hamburgers in 60 seconds. We're issuing driver licenses, and that takes time. And if people would understand that and realize, you know, we really are working.
But for now, the DMV is pushing for customers to schedule out their visits weeks in advance, whenever possible. A spokesperson says you can always try and call if you need assistance, but
if you wish to speak to an agent, your wait time will be more than 1 hour.
Tyler Pratt, KCBX News.